Perrant looked oddly at Lucien, Burby and Snowdrop, who were hooting with merriment.
Excuse me, ladies, but is this a private joke, or am I allowed to join in the mirth?
Once the abbess had her laughter under control, she dabbed at her eyes with a kerchief.
Oh, it's just a bit of silliness. Pay no attention to us, brother.
Brantalus was a little more forthcoming with his explanation.
Friend, I am thinking it is about the old quelled squirrel who is annoying every beast with his tiresome wisdom.
The infirmary keeper's normally sober face lit up in a grin.
Well said, my feathered friend, and so he is.
Any kind of praise was apt to flatter the barnacle goose. Flapping both wings, he swelled his chest and honked.
Read me out your riddle. I am thinking this bird might be good at solving riddles.
The good brother commented wryly.
Yes, and it seems you are becoming good at mole speech, too. The word is pronounced riddle. Or if you can't manage that, try the word puzzle. Oh, well, I don't suppose it can do any harm. Listen carefully now. Twixt supper and breakfast find me in a place I was weary to be. Up in that top tactic, 1C, lies what was the limb of a tree. It holds up what blocks out the night and can open to let in the light. For a third of a lifetime, one says, looking up, I could see it sideways. Tell me what we call coward in at. Then when you have worked out that, you'll find your heart's desire by adding a backward lyre. Ever together the two have been set since Corium's lance ate the coronet.
Brantalus waddled about, gathering his thoughts before he spoke.
What is twixt supper and breakfast? I am not understanding.
Mole Mum Burby simplified the phrase with their logic.
E darkness bees atwixt supper time and breakfast. Night!
Perrant regarded her with newfound respect.
Good grief! You're right, ma'am.
Burby poured him a beaker of tea, adding,
Her, as mole as all us are, sir. We'm no foozles.
Sister Snowdrop interjected eagerly.
So you could read the first two lines thus. At night time find me in a place I was weary to be.
The barnacle goose clacked his beak to gain attention.
I am thinking that would be in those strange nests you creatures call birds. Is that correct?
The young abbess smote a paw to her brow.
Very clever. All it really comes down to is this. At night I am tired, so I go to bed. Gracious me, who needs old quilt when we can solve the riddle ourselves? Read on, brother. What's the next bit?
Perrant recited the next two lines of the poem.
Up in that top tactic, 1C, lies what was the limb of a tree.
Nestling his beak down into his arched neck, Brantalus did his best to appear knowledgeable.
I am thinking that is...
The big bird ruffled his feathers huffily.
I am not knowing what to think. This riddle is stupid.
Reluctantly, Abbess Lucien agreed with him.
Deary me, it looks like we're confounded by another of Sister Jemima's strange quirks. What in the name of goodness is a top tactic 1C? Really, I don't know who's the more irritating, Jemima or Quelt.
Oh, I'd say Jemima every time, Mother Abbess.